Hello, everyone. This is Rhea with a quick note. This is a preview of an episode exclusive to Little Stories Premium. Little Stories Premium gives you more of the stories you love, an ad-free listening experience, and access to Little Stories for Sleep, an exclusive bedtime podcast featuring brand new sleepy stories perfect for that last track on a bedtime playlist. Subscribe or purchase a gift subscription by visiting littlestoriespremium.com. Now, on to the show. This is Rhea. Welcome to Little Stories for Tiny People. So, a lot has been going on in my studio lately. I installed a little shelf where I keep my assortment of lizard figurines. After a solid 2 years, I decided to take down the candle given to me by my worm friend, Giselle. I just got tired of my studio smelling of compost. Oh, and I've received a number of requests from the studio spiders. The ones who reside comfortably, too comfortably, in the uppermost corners of my studio. They've been asking, actually rudely demanding, more spiders in the stories. Now, not every story calls for a spider. You can't just stick them into any old plot you want, but I figured I'd throw them a bone, or a mosquito, or whatever. There is, in fact, a spider featured in this story. Let's get to it. It's called Lorna and the Forgiveness Fairy. Take it away, Cece.
Remember, there are no pictures. You have to imagine the pictures in your mind. You can imagine them however you want. Okay, here we go.
Lorna, a rust-brown tortoise wearing a burnt orange silk scarf around her neck, having just returned from a walk around Wormish Pond, discovered her throat was parched. I'll have some juice, she decided. Lorna plodded to where she kept her bottle of cranberry juice in the kitchen, but it wasn't there. That's strange. I bought it yesterday. Lorna felt the unmistakable pitter-pats of Eugenie, her spider, on top of her head. Eugenie, do you have any idea where the juice got to?
Juice?
Eugenie scurried around as she did when she was nervous. Eugenie, is everything okay?
I'm fine. Just practicing my new dance routine.
With no juice to drink, Lorna set the kettle to boil. How odd, she muttered, withdrawing her tea tin from the cupboard. The lid of the tin was missing. She scowled. Her tea could lose its potency. Eugenie, do you know anything about the lid of my... Lorna was interrupted by the sound of a letter falling into the mailbox.
We have a letter,
Eugenie cried from atop Lorna's head. Lorna plodded to the door and pulled it open to reveal a lovely summer day. It was so beautiful outside, Lorna nearly forgot about the letter. Eugenie reminded her.
Do you think it's for me? I hope it's for me.
Lorna tore open the envelope and withdrew a card with delicate, looping handwriting. Her eyes went straight to the bottom, as she thought. It was from a tortoise named Felicity. Lorna couldn't help but hear Felicity's voice as she skimmed the rest of it.
Celebrate summer at my place tonight. What time? Sunset. What to bring? Yourself? I'll have mosquito burgers and fruit salad. Cliff is bringing his harpsichord, and Rosalie might do a poetry reading. Lorna stared at the invitation for a long minute. Eugenie, having read the card from her perch on Lorna's head, was beside herself.
A party? I'm so excited.
Lorna stood in her doorway, straddling the gorgeous summer day on one side and her peaceful cottage on the other.
What should I wear? Oh, I could weave myself a new outfit.
Lorna held up the invitation in the mid-morning sunlight. Then she tore the invitation in half.
Lorna!
She turned, trudged back into her little cottage, and tossed the pieces into the trash can just as her kettle began to whistle.
And another thing, don't you want me to be popular? If I miss too many parties, spiders might start to wonder. Or worse, they'll forget all about me. I'll be a memory fading away.
I can't go to Felicity's parties, Lorna said, sipping her juniper leaf tea. Not anymore.
But Cliff and his harpsichord.
Lorna's mind flashed to the memory of arriving home just as Felicity's pet rabbit, Elmer, swallowed the last of Lorna's hibiscus flowers, the ones that were to be her ticket to the annual Wormish Ponds Flower Expo. She hurt me.
Lorna,
Eugenie cried, scuttling around Lorna's head.
That was 6 months ago.
Lorna sighed and set down her cup by the sink. She retrieved her watering pail and crossed the floor of her tiny cottage. She had one window, the sill of which served as a place for the seedlings she coaxed to life before planting them in her garden outside. She touched the soil, dry. She watered the little plants and opened the curtain to let the sun in. That's when she heard someone outside.
Woe is me, woe, so very much woe.
Lorna set down her pail.
I am but a woe-filled turtle, in need of highly specific assistance of a complex nature.
Eugenie crawled down Lorna's face until she was dangling in front of her eyeball.
Lorna, do something.
Oh me, oh my.
Lorna went to the door. Outside her cottage was a turtle hovering in midair. She had wings on her back that seemed to twinkle as if enchanted. Presently, the diminutive turtle used those wings to zip through Lorna's doorway.
Hey, what a delightful little cottage, the turtle said, hovering in the air.
Lorna, what happened to the woe?
Indeed, this mysterious flying turtle no longer appeared to be filled with anguish. She looked positively exuberant. Hi. Who are you? Why were you sobbing outside my door?
I had to see if you'd come to the aid of a weeping stranger. If not, there'd be no reason for me to come here. A futile effort, as they say. But you did, so there's at least something to work with.
Lorna, what's happening?
Sorry, who are you?
Allow me to explain. On Mondays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays from 7:02 to 3:41, I'm the No Fairy. Tuesdays, I'm the Speak Up Fairy. Fridays, I'm the Fairness Fairy. Every third Thursday evening, I fill in as the Interpretive Dance Fairy. It's a little, well, structureless for my taste.
A thoughtful look crossed the fairy's face.
But today, for you, my dear, I'm the Forgiveness Fairy. You can call me Nobelina, your new BFF. I'm here to teach you how to forgive.
I thought I was your BFF.
Lorna stared at this sprightly turtle. Then, before overthinking it,
She grabbed her broom from the closet and swatted at the fairy.
Ah! What are you? These are expensive glasses. You do not want to... Ah!
Until she was out the door. Lorna closed it with a huff.
Lorna, was that really a good idea?
Let me guess, Nobilina said as she whizzed through the open window.
Hey!
Lorna cried, her eyes wider than ever.
Let me guess. You know full well how to forgive. In fact, you wrote the book on forgiveness. It's called The Art of Forgiveness by Lorna Jane Tortoise.
What? How do you know my name? My first name? My middle name is not Jane. Nobilina dusted herself off as she hovered out of reach of Lorna's broom.
You came on my radar in midwinter when I learned that you'd held a grudge against your sister for borrowing a caterpillar print cardigan and shrinking it in the dryer until it was the proper size for a hermit crab. I've been checking in on you ever since, hoping you'd make progress on your own so I could cross you off my list.
That cardigan had moths on it, Lorna muttered.
But just a few minutes ago, the sensor I installed in the bottom of your trash can alerted me to your ongoing lack of forgiveness towards Felicia.
Felicity, Lorna said before she could stop herself.
Oh, you admit it. That's rare, I have to tell you. Usually it's like pulling toenails.
Hold on, Lorna said, stretching out her neck. You put a sensor in my trash can?
Now, I don't usually work with tortoises,
Nobilina went on, untroubled.
But I'm making an exception, since you are such a severe case. With your vicious destruction of that charming invitation, you've racked up...
Nobilina stared upwards, doing arithmetic.
21 forgivelessness points in just 3 months.
Ooh, Lorna, you're in trouble.
Hush, Eugenie.
Who are you muttering to,
Nobilina said, fluttering closer.
Dear me, Lorna, I do believe there is a spider on your head. Don't move, I'll get it.
Nobilina blinked, and a glittering fly swatter appeared in her foot. She made a beeline for Lorna's head.
Ah!
Lorna batted her away. This is Eugenie. She's my pet.
Sidekick,
Eugenie corrected. Nobilina stopped short in midair. She blinked strongly once more, and the fly swatter disappeared in a sparkly puff.
The famous Eugenie, is it? I thought you were a grasshopper.
Eugenie scowled. Grasshoppers were her least favorite snack. But then, her little mind landed on the words, famous Eugenie.
Famous?
Oh, yes. I've heard all about you and your antics.
Oh, my antics. What are antics? Can I eat them?
Hold on a second, Lorna said, feeling as though this situation was getting away from her. Look, Noba, whatever your name is.
Nobilina. It's only courteous to remember names, Luna.
Lorna crossed her feet over her chest. You need to leave.
But I'm here to...
I heard you. The thing is, I know how to forgive. Nobilina's eyes gleamed as she zipped through the air.
So I was right about your book, then. You know full well how to forgive. My work is done. Maybe I can get in a last-minute appointment with my shell decorator.
Lorna heaved a sigh of relief. She couldn't wait to have this ridiculous flying turtle out of her little cot.
She doesn't know how.
Lorna's heart tripped over itself at the sound of her spider's voice.
Eugenie?
Nobilina stopped mid-zip. She flew to Eugenie's side and cocked her head in solemn curiosity.
My dear Eugenie. Famous Eugenie. Tell Nobilina everything.
There is so much more to this story. You can hear the full episode by becoming a Little Stories Premium subscriber. Visit littlestoriespremium.com to join. And thank you, as always, for listening in.